And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, September 7th edition. Hope you guys had a good Tuesday. Lots of fun action across the diamond, as we expected. And we got another fun one on tap for you on a Wednesday, a six-game early, six-game main slate. The early slate starts at 3.05 p.m. Eastern, 12.05 p.m. Pacific, so a little later than a normal early slate would start. Got you six games there. And then the main six-game slate starts at 7.05 p.m. Eastern. We'll get you covered on both of those as usual. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric. Hit me up in the Fantasy Degens Discord or Dire or any of the other helpers there that know their stuff. Get you ready for your DFS action. Doing that, we have PGA coming up next week with Fortnite. We got college football this weekend. The NFL is back in full force, so lots of fun stuff going on in the free Fantasy Degens Discord. So come join us there. I mean, if you listen to the podcast, give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes. Truly would appreciate it. Or if you watch it on YouTube, give the old thumbs up, leave a comment in the comment section, share it, subscribe, all that good stuff. And if you like season-long fantasy baseball, that will help your DFS skills. With Bubba coming at you twice this week. Bubba and the Bat Flip recorded that just before this episode. We had some technical difficulties, so hopefully you guys enjoyed it. But recap the week in Fab, really good stuff. And then on Wednesday instead of Thursday this week, we got Bubba and the Bloom coming your way. So another fun one on tap for you there. But let's get at it. Six-game early slate. The totals on this six-game early slate for you. Brewers, Rockies, Coors Field special of 12. Braves, A's total of 7, which, interesting. Tigers, Angels, 8.5. Giants, Dodgers, 8.5. Red Sox, Rays, 7. Marlins, Phillies, 7.5. So it's pretty much Coors Field. And then pick your poisons throughout the diamond. Your pitchers on this slate, you got Clayton Kershaw at 10-2 at home against the Giants. If I knew Kershaw was going deep, I'd be all in. Did go 74 pitches last time out, which is kind of promising. If he can give you 90-plus, this could pay off on a small slate. So Kershaw is very intriguing at 10-2. But I'd rather start out with Luis Castillo at $9,800 at home against the Chicago White Sox. Castillo's been outstanding since joining the Seattle Mariners, and he could face a White Sox team that strikes out 21% of the time since August 1st versus righties. I'll take my chances there with some Luis Castillo. Spencer Strider should be the chalk of the chalk somehow, some way. DraftKings has him at $8,900 at Oakland. He's coming off eight innings, no runs, two hits, no walks, 16K performance for 53 points. He's put up 25 or more in three straight starts. Dude's a freaking monster. $8,900 versus the Oakland Athletics is criminal. They strike out 22% of the time versus righties over the past month with a 109. I don't mind Patrick Sandoval at all. We've seen teams on the Tigers slice and dice by left-handed pitching. Sandoval coming off a gym, seven innings, two earned, seven Ks against the Yankees, five or more Ks in three straight starts. Been very, very effective in that regard. And again, he gets a Tigers team that since August 1st is striking out 23% of the time versus lefties, hitting 239 with a 72 WRC plus and a 0.091 ISO. So the Irish Panda is very much in play there for Patrick Sandoval. If you need to save, it's tough. It's very tough. Honestly, Waldichuk against the A's intrigues me at $5,500 just because he's got strikeout upside, but Atlanta can smoke teams, especially left-handed pitching. Waldichuk went 4 2/3, five hits, one run, six Ks, four walks in his debut. Lots of strikeout upside in the minors. So if you have to go to a discounted pitcher, it's Waldichuk, but it's a very tough matchup. Atlanta striking out 19.3% of the time versus lefties with a 308 average, 173 ISO, 144 WRC plus. Not so sure I want to get in front of that train. But you got Kershaw, maybe, but Castillo, Strider, Sandoval is where I'm kind of targeting things right now. Maybe we'll get some nice getaway day lineups that open up some more leverage. But Waldichuk would be my other option if you need to go there. The bats on this six-game early slate, don't mind some Will Smith, Big Willie style, versus Alex Cobb at 56. But if you want to save a little bit of money, you got guys like you do have Elias Diaz and Coors at 42. I'd still want to save even more money if I could. And you go down below the 3K range here. I don't mind a little Gary Sanchez at $2,900 in a tournament versus Domingo Herman, who loves to give up the long ball. So that's intriguing. Maybe Servin gets to start for Colorado. He's $2,800 versus Eric Lauer. That can come into play for you. Joey Bart's $2,400. Vic Caratini's $2,300 in Coors. So there are some decent values in this matchups if you're looking for them. At catcher, first base, Otani is a great play versus Hutchinson at $6,300. Hutchinson's bad. So great spot there for Otani. Yeah, Cronin, Coors versus a lefty if you want to. But I like that Otani play a ton. You got Tellez and Coors. You got Matt Olson against his old team. He went deep on Tuesday night. You get Waldichuk. These are interesting options. I'm just not in love with them. Like, I still want Otani at 63, or I'll just say screw it and go down to like Jose Miranda at 34. Keston here at 31 versus Freeland and Coors is outstanding value. We love him versus lefties. Now you got him in Coors versus Freeland. That is awesome for Keston here at $3,100. Should be chalky, but a really, really good spot to target him. And if VR checks the lineup for the Giants, David VR, Daniel VR, first base, third base at 2K versus Kershaw. To be contrarian, don't hate it. Not a must. Don't force it. But to be contrarian, I kind of see some appeal to it. Second base position for you. Check out DraftKings, folks. Mookie Betts is second base outfield eligible right now. That's the end of the story. So Betts is $6,400 versus Alex Cobb. That's just comical to me. Luis Urias at 43 versus Freeland. The Brew Crew should be popular once again and for good reason. Yeah, Wilmer Flores and Thairo Estrada versus Kershaw at 4K and 39 respectively. So I don't mind fading Kershaw. It's just I think there's other spots on it. Like give me Vaughn Grissom at 3K versus Wallachuk. Give me Nick Gordon at 3K versus Herman, second base outfield. I love that price for Nick Gordon against Domingo Herman. That should be really, really good as well. Going not even cheaper, Abraham Toro at 21 versus Kopech, who's come not going to be fully stretched out for that game, so you should have some fun there as well. So definitely some cheaper options at second base if you need them. Third base position for you on this wonderful slate, got Austin Riley versus Wallachuk at 56, Eugenio Suarez in a tournament at 53. I see the appeal. Max Muncy's had a monster Tuesday night. He's 5K versus Alex Cobb. Dodgers are priced up as they should be, which is good to see. Again, Luis Urias, second base, third base at 43. Chase Peterson might get the day off versus a lefty, but he's 37 if he doesn't. Longoria at 33 loves him some Clayton Kershaw. You got J.D. Davis at 29 as well, so both good options there for some discounted Gigantes if you want them. But, again, not must by any means. There's plenty of ways to go around at the position, especially paying up. Shortstop, Trey Turner at 61 is just fine, but Willie Adames at 58 I like quite a bit versus Freeland. Don't mind some Correa. Don't mind Swanson at 52. He loves a lefty as well. So some good pay-up spots as usual at shortstop, kind of Adames, Swanson, Trey Turner is kind of where I'm looking if you're paying up at the position. Otherwise, save some scratch. Brandon Crawford went deep on Tuesday. He's $2,900. If you need to, you can go there. Garrett Hampson and Coors, if he's getting the start, he's $2,300 for Eric Lauer. Don't hate it. He's shortstop outfield eligible, $2,300 in Coors. That's worth at least a look in that scenario. Outfield position, you got Aaron Judge at 65, which is fine. Got Betts at 64. You got my Shohei play at 63. All awesome plays. Give me Shohei. Give me Aaron Judge. That should be game one of the double dip, too, I think, between the Mets and the Twins and the Yankees. J-Rod at 58 is always worth a look, and I don't mind fading Kopech. I just don't think he's going deep. He hasn't been that good. You got Hunter Renfroe and Coors versus a lefty at 5K, which is outstanding. Big fan of that. He went deep on Tuesday as well. Don't mind Christian Yelich. You lefty versus lefty. He went deep on Tuesday also. Andrew McCutchen loves him a lefty. He's $4,300. Grichik went deep in the 10th inning on Tuesday. He's 41 versus Lauer. So some definite spots to target here at some rather discounted price points. You got Jesse Winker at 36. Don't mind that. Joey Gallo in a tournament at 36. That's good tournament appeal to it. Going down to 3K again. Nick Gordon at 3K. I love that price tag. That's a phenomenal price tag at $3,000. You got Toglia. $2,900. That's ridiculously cheap. Switch hitter for the Rocks. He should be getting plenty of love. There's going to be tons. Bruchard of Colorado got the call up. He's $2,700. Way too cheap for a Coors Field game. Lewis Brinson homered twice on Monday. Homered to lead off on Tuesday. He's got Kershaw $2,600. He loves facing lefties as well. So you can look that direction. Garrett Hampson, I mentioned, $2,300. There's going to be tons of options. So check the lineups. Get away day. You're going to get a lot of fun stuff indeed. Recapping your pitching real quick on this slate. Again, Castillo, Strider, Sandoval is where I'm looking to go. Strider's far too cheap to be major chalk, good chalk. So Castillo, Strider, Sandoval is where I'm looking. If you need to punt, it's Wallachuk, but I don't like the punts at all on this slate. Recapping the stacks, though, Yankees are 100% in play. Don't mind some Twins, though, against Herman, but Yankees there. It's Coors Field special. Milwaukee, by far, is going to be the chalk. Great plays, but good discounts on Colorado as well. Atlanta versus Wallachuk has some appeal. I'm not going to disagree with that. And then I like the Dodgers-Giants game. It's going to be really warm out there in day game in L.A. So some fun to be had there as well. Again, sorry for the early technical difficulties. I tried to recap it as I went. It's been one of those nights on StreamYard. I'm doing my best to make it work for you. I'm trying to keep an eye on the mute button. It just auto-mutes me. Don't know why. So we're going to make it work the best we can. All right, six-game main slate to get crack-a-lacking for you at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Jays, Orioles, 7.5. Waiting on Reds, Cubs, Nationals, Cardinals, 8. Rangers, Astros, 8. Guardians, Royals, 7.5. D-backs, Padres, 8. As you can tell by the totals, a lot better pitching on the main slate. Alec Manoah is up to 10.5 at Baltimore. I'll pass. He's good. He could do it, but I'll pass. I'll save some money. Like, I'd rather pay 10.2 for Christian Javier against Texas. I know Manoah's got probably the higher ceiling. Love the floor here from Javier. Lots of strikeout upside against the Texas Rangers. In a great matchup, Texas striking out 24.4% of the time over the past month. versus right-handed pitching, so give me some of that. Don't mind Darvish versus Arizona, but give me Jomo. Going right back to Jomo, $9,200 at home against the Nationals. Nationals have been pesky lately, but Jomo, another 20 points in his last start. Dude's been a beast since coming to St. Louis. Absolutely outstanding. $9,200 going up against Washington, a team that is striking out 25.3% of the time versus lefties since August 1st with a 251 average, 93 WRC+. So I like Jomo at $9,200 a lot on this slate. You know, Tommy Henry got the job done his last time out. I'm going to say that. I know it wasn't Henry. It was a different guy. Never mind. Tommy Henry got shelled his last time out, as he should have. So that we are correct on that one. Ignore that thought. Other than that, though, the only other one I'd mention just for upside is Javier Assad. If the weather's okay in Chicago, the dude's got hit around a bit. Didn't go deep. Came out of the bullpen his last time out. First outing before that went five innings, no runs, 1K. A lot of strikeout stuff in the minors, though. If he can get it going against Cincinnati in this one at $6,100, there's a little appeal. There's not a ton of value pitching-wise, but Cincinnati, 22% K rate, 85 WRC plus over the past month versus righty. So Assad's got a little bit to like there. Excuse me. So if you need to punt, Assad would be my look for now. Some might say Greinke at 64. I'd rather pass. Give me Assad. See where we can go with that one. But again, it's pay up. Like if you want to go Manoah, that's fine. But give me Javier, give me Jomo. That's my main two guys. Sprinkle in some Assad if you need to. It's a rough. I wish these slates were combined for pitching, but they're both top heavy pitching slates. Both very, very top heavy pitching slates, which is ridiculous. But hey, that's where we are in September, which means tons of value bats. We'll have to find catcher's position here. Adley Rutschman is not a value bat. But Salvi Perez at 51, great matchup versus Morris in Cleveland. Him and MJ Melendez, 51 and 49 respectively. Don't mind either one of those. Jorge Alfaro's back. He's 4K versus the lefty Henry. Padres have been so disappointing, but it's a phenomenal matchup versus Henry. You got to like San Diego a bit on this slate, all things considered, because it is a lot of like good to mediocre pitching, which will limit total upside. So got to like Alfaro a bit in that one. And then it's really check the lineups because the punt options are not ideal at the catcher's position, which kind of sucks. First base position, Goldie's always in play. I don't mind him. Vladito versus Kramer. Maybe he heats up tonight. That'd be nice to see. But you go down farther. If you are fading Javier, who should be popular, Nathaniel Lowe is 4,300. I like that for some upside. Josh Naylor against pitch-to-contact Zach Greinke at 4K has my attention in full force. If you are going San Diego, Will Myers, $3,300, first base outfield eligible versus Henry. I like that value because he has been hitting lefties very well in his career, 3,300. I mentioned on the last show, Kevin Biggio has been heating up at the plate, first base, second base at 31. So we're needing value on the slate. There's a couple there. You can look at Nick Prado is only $2,700. That is a phenomenal value versus Morris. Probably the best value we've seen thus far. Big fan there. What really stinks is Spencer Steer is at first base for the Reds, when in reality he plays shortstop for the Reds. So DraftKings, thank you for screwing that up. But Spencer Steer is $2,400, a name to remember going forward. I'd rather pay for Nick Prado at $300 more at this point in time, or I'd rather punt with Colin Moran at 2K, honestly, if I'm just saying screw it. So it's either Colin Moran at 2K or Nick Prado at 27 or pay up at the position is what I'm looking at right now at first base. Second base, you got Altuve at 59. Great matchup versus Reagans. The Astros should do Astro things. We'll see. But Andrés Giménez at 52 is just fine. You got India's back. Not too shabby play either. Nolan Gorman had a big game on Tuesday. St. Louis very much in play again. He's $4,100. Hopefully, you can keep that bat going at a very respectable price. Gunnar Henderson is $3,300 for only contrarian versus Manoah. Mentioned Gavin Biggio at 31. Talked about Brendan Donovan yesterday. Like, I love these matchups for these left-handed bats for St. Louis this whole week. Talked about it in my Fab articles. Talked about it on Bench with Bubba's. I love it. Brendan Donovan, second base outfield eligible at $2,800. And he went deep on Tuesday. He's been swinging it really well. Power's not always there, but multiple hits are on the table. Runs, RBIs, fills the stat sheet up very well. He's $2,800 for Abbott, so that's a very good value. Got Santiago Espinal at 24 if you need it. I'd rather have Donovan if I'm just completely punting the position, but you definitely have some options down here. Third base position for you here, J-Ram against Greinke. Yeah, $6,300. You got Arenado at 62. Love Machado at 6K. He's kind of quieted down, but a really good matchup. Good matchup for Bobby Witt too. Like, these top price guys are all in phenomenal spots. Witt at 58, Bregman at 56, even Chapman at 5K. So pretty much your third base guy, if you're paying up, goes with your stack. You're not one-offing one of these guys. You're stacking with these third basemen because they're elite options in their matchups. If I have to pick just one, I lean Machado and J-Ram, but they're all really, really good matchups. But when you drop down, it drops down quick. Kyle Farmer, 3,800, maybe. But Gunnar Henderson at 33 in a tournament, I can see it. I can see the appeal. but it's a pay-up night at third base. It's looking like there is not much down here after you get past the 5K range. It is a pay-up spot at third base. Shortstop, Bobby Witt at 58, like him. Bo Bichette, two homers on Monday, one homer on Tuesday, $5,500. Remember when I kept telling you guys to play him because he was like in the 4K range, like it's stupid. And he started to slowly hit. Now he's back to being Bo freaking Bichette. This is what we do, folks. This is what we do. He's $5,500 and still really good play versus Dean Grammer. You got Ha-Sung Kim at 45 versus Henry. That's a good tournament look for some Padres action. Don't mind. I like Jorge Mateo. I respect Alek Manoah, but I don't mind fading him if you want to be really contrarian. I can see some appeal there. But, yeah, shortstop, paying up. So you're paying up at shortstop and third base probably. So you're punting probably at first base and second base because you want to pay up at pitcher. This is where the slate's building up. But there's always value in the outfield if you need to. I don't mind Yordan versus a lefty. I think Juan Soto versus Henry is very nice because people just see lefty-lefty and they panic. Soto can hit everybody. Don't panic. Tyler O'Neill at 55 is a great play because most will not play him at that price point. So I like that a lot in this matchup. Teoscar's at 51, not bad. I mentioned MJ Melendez already. You go down to the low fours now. You got Trey Boo-Boo versus a lefty at 41. Sign me up. Going up against Reagans. That's a fun one right there. Going below 4K now, you got Lars Nubar at 35. I'll keep playing him. I know he struggled. I'll keep playing him. Jake McCarthy, another stolen base on Tuesday. He's $3,500 against Darvish. Will Myers at 33. I like Nubar and Myers in this range quite a bit for what they got going on. Going below 3K now, you'll have a lot of options. Jake Fraley's $2,800. Brendan Donovan at 28. I told you how much I liked that play. Corbin Carroll's 27. You got Franmil Reyes versus Mike freaking Minor at $2,600. I know Franmil strikes out a lot. This is Mike Minor. Oh, that is so good. So good. I like that a lot. You got Chaz McCormick at $2,600. Probably might even lead off against Reagans. That's got some serious appeal. Lane Thomas has been great. I like Montgomery. But C-Dick at 25, phenomenal. He got you double-digit points again on Tuesday. I've been talking him up quite a bit. So there's going to be tons of value down here. Friedel, TJ Friedel's been hitting there. There's a ton of guys down here. So check your lineups. We'll make it happen for you in the Discord. Recapping your pitching, it's pretty much Javier, Jomo for me. Assad if you need to punt. If you want to go Manoah, you can. But it's pretty much Javier and Jomo is where I'm looking right now. Stacking it up, Toronto versus Kramer, like that. I don't mind some contrarian Baltimore action. Not sure I want to go full stack, but I get it. Cincinnati, Chicago, the Cubs versus Mike Minor is always appealing. Don't mind a little Cincy action. Like that game could just blow up or just be a complete dud. Two bad baseball teams. I like St. Louis quite a bit yet again because they're just good and they play bad Washington pitching. Give me Houston versus lefty Reagans, like that. Like Kansas City and Cleveland both have really good spots there. And then give us some Padres versus Henry. Padres and Cardinals are probably my top two looks, but a lot of ways to be contrarian, a lot of ways to get value on this slate to make some magic happen. But that'll do it, folks. Again, sorry for the early technical difficulties. Looks like it panned out for the rest of the show, which is good. That's a start. We're in the right direction. But that'll do it. Six game main slate. Remember, early slate starts at 3:05 p.m. Eastern, which is a little later than most normal early slates. So you got that going for you. If you give the podcast a rate review on iTunes or Spotify, I'd greatly appreciate it. If you're watching on YouTube, give the old thumbs up, leave a comment in the comment section, and subscribe to the channel. And then, I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. Got a fun one again for Thursday. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, September 7th episode in the books. I'm out.